Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, May 23rd, 2014. Happy Memorial Day-ish. Top at the box office last week, your number one movie was Godzilla, and we got some exciting Godzilla news. $93.2 million, not bad. Neighbors was number two with $25.1 million. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, $16.8 million. Number four, Million Dollar Arm, $10.5 million. And The Other Woman rounded out the top five with $6.3 million. This week you can go see new movies like the exceptionally high-rated X-Men Days of Future Past, as well as the Adam Sandler comedy Blended, Cold in July, and more in limited release. In the news, Godzilla director Gareth Edwards will direct the first Star Wars spin-off film, which is slated for December 2016. If you believe that they'll make it out on time. It will be written by Book of Eli scribe Gary Whitta, but nobody knows what it's exactly about yet, unless you believe that leaked memo that showed up that says it's a Boba Fett movie with Episode 8 in 2017 and Han Solo getting a spin-off movie in 2018. In an interview with Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Sandler confirmed his movies are basically selected based on where he wants to go to a paid vacation. And good for him. The Ben Affleck Batman Superman movie will be called Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. A contest for Star Wars Episode 7 started this week, which gives the entrant a chance to win a walk-on role in the movie, and also shows J.J. Abrams standing next to a new, short, practical alien effect of a long-necked, sleepy-eyed creature carrying a trunk on his back. Donate $10 to UNICEF, and you are entered. Hulu has Sailor Moon now. Enjoy! Lego confirms a Ninjago movie, something, is hitting the big screen in September 2016. Still a bit of a ways off. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Saturday morning collectibles and beyond are on sale right now. Buy one of select Jazzwares items and get a second 40% off. This includes Minecraft, Adventure Time, Teen Titans, Tom and Jerry, Yo Gabba Gabba, Sonic the Hedgehog, and many others. Don't get a chance to, what am I battling about? Minecraft! You can get Minecraft stuff. You should get Minecraft stuff. Minecraft Squid 7-inch plush, in stock, hot off the truck. You could get one of those or whatever the heck you like. So check out entertainmentearth.com today for the Jazzwear sale, but hurry because it's going to end on Tuesday. In other news, toys, Age of Extinction Transformers are hitting, and some are in stock right now with a lot more coming. In the last week, we saw the first images of Dinobot Snarl, a green Stegosaurus with what looks like little wings for his plates, a large sauropod Voyager-class toy named Slog, and Voyager Drift, which is a helicopter based on the Dark of the Moon Skyhammer toy, with a new head and some new weapons. An Eldor figure has shown up for Masters of the Universe Classics. No release date is known, but it looks pretty good. DC Collectibles, Batman the Animated Series, and new Batman Adventures lines have exploded. The earlier series will see Catwoman, Joker, Robin, and Man-Bat soon. Very interesting because I collected the Kenner line back in the 1990s, and Man-Bat was the single worst seller. This one looks a lot better. So I would say most likely DC Collectibles knows this and won't make as many, so get Man-Bat. Get Man-Bat early. Don't miss Man-Bat. I got mine for $3 from Kenner back in the day, but that's back in the 90s when they would actually mark down just one figure from an assortment because one sat around too much. It doesn't really happen much anymore. The new Batman Adventures will get Batman, Poison Ivy, Mr. Freeze, and Two-Face. New pre-orders this week include the Guardians of the Galaxy Rocket Raccoon Entertainment Earth Figural Bank. It's a unique color. You can only get it at Entertainment Earth, and you should order it now because you can. Why else would you order it? That's why I do most of my purchasing. I can do that. I'm going to do that. The Disney Princess Pop-Up Magic Frozen game is up. If you like Frozen, and my slide rule says that most people do, you might want to order this because we're actually getting some pretty good interest on anything with the word Frozen on it right now, which means you probably know someone who wants some Frozen items, which probably means you should order one for them. The Freddy vs. Jason, Jason Voorhees Bishoujo statue, which is otherwise known as the Sexy Jason statue. It's a girl. You want to check this out. We have it up for pre-order, and you can see it, and you can make your decision what to do after you see it, but you should definitely see it. No question. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter or Facebook, and maybe Google Plus if you got the time. These are all fun things to do, and you can do it. Have a great holiday weekend, everybody. Go see a movie. I saw Godzilla last week. Bryan Cranston did a great job. It was a lot of fun. If you're expecting too much, well, there's a couple of monsters. There's a couple of monster fights. And the Bryan Cranston's son was played by the guy from Kick-Ass, which I didn't realize when I was watching it. He's a very good actor. X-Men is supposed to be really good. Maybe I'll go see that. But that's all I got, because I'm going to ramble now. So see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.